Hold on, but we have to go full screen. All right. All right, everyone. It is the... Hold on, let me make sure. All right. All right, everyone. It's the Grim Lord here. This is Grimm's Uncanny Valley, and we're doing Sexbot. I've never played this before. It's from Llama Man Games. I think it's still in development, but it says 1.0.0, so it might be finished. Go ahead and check it out on Patreon, I believe. That might be the only place you can get it. So if you want to support the game, be sure to do that at Patreon on Llama Man Games. That's where you can get it. And if you type in Sexbot Patreon, you'll find it. I think they're still adding things to it.
It'll be one of the millions of searches about
the... Yeah, probably. But all right, let's go ahead and get started with Sexbot. Okay. I can't believe they all rejected me. Prom is 7 days away. I'll never get a date now. Man, he looks like fucking, what was that damn... I can't remember that damn... Not Urkel, but...
Oh yeah, it looks just like Urkel.
Not
if
Urkel.
He had that infantiga or whatever Michael Jackson disease.
What's up?
Oh no, he's turning white. Oh, you got any
Poindexter.
Too much
he looks like
cheese.
Old Poindexter.
Poindexter.
Yeah, well, at least I'll still have the unlimited knowledge. Well, hold on. At least I'll still have the unlimited knowledge of the internet available to me. I suppose I'm doomed to become the world's loneliest nerd.
You're pulling off what, Ezra...
Oh, God, isn't he annoying?
Yeah.
A lonely nerd name. Name what? Oh, no. No, this is not fair. Fuck you, Gabe. Ah. Maybe I'll just Google boobs. Because now I'll never see any in real life.
Guarantee you're talking like that, you won't.
Yeah, for real.
The only boobs you're gonna see is your diabetic rheumatoid.
Video call. Oh, great. It's Melvin. Hi, Melvin. Greetings, Grim. Look, I'm not really in the mood for chatting.
Everyone comment, do you want to hear this voice the whole damn game?
You sure made a fool of yourself today at school. You asked practically every girl in our year to prom, and you did it in alphabetical order. Anna Ardington seemed like the logical place to start. Logic is one thing, Grim, but we're talking about girls here. You gotta be more Kirk than Spock when it comes to matters of the heart. I do get that. Kirk?
I need a lube, yes, ooh, wonderful lube.
Yeah, I know. But thank God you didn't ask out the popular girls. Those four would have eaten you alive. What would you know about this stuff anyway? Not like you have a date either. Well, Grim, I was about to solve all your problems. But after such rude comments from my dear friend, I'm not sure I want to help you anymore. Sorry, I'm just on edge right now. I really thought prom was going to be my chance to get a girl. I'm tired of being a dateless wonder. I know you've had a rough day. But fear not, friend. They just released a new Amazon Alexa. Melvin. I really don't see how a virtual assistant is going to improve my love life. Au contraire. The new model is a lot more sensual. Jeff Bezos must have been rubbing his bald head when he thought about that.
Tits. Tits.
Huh? Licks. Okay. All right now. That's not funny. Huh. Could you come here for a moment, please? Holy gosh! How did you get her? Well, you know me. I have pull everywhere.
My own concoction. Twice as strong.
Conan.
And washes them instantly.
Conan, a favor from my connections down at Amazon HQ. Is she real? As real as my as any humanoid robot can get. Then it gets even better. Lexa's actually one of a kind. She's a military prototype. Virtually unrecognizable from the base model with loads more features. Wait a sec. If she's so high tech, why didn't they make more of her? Something about her programming. What was it again?
She
was too aggressive? Yeah, she was designed to be a little too aggressive.
For a nerd, he's
too aggressive for the military? Isn't that dangerous? Don't worry, Grim. I recalibrated her. Now she behaves exactly as I want her to. Melvin, that sounds pretty sketchy. Nah, it'll be fine. You know, Lex here is pretty good with computers. She could probably even hack into a certain Amazon executive account and order you a bot. What? You mean the executive Amazon account that belongs to your... business lady? No way! That would be... Wait, wouldn't that be like stealing? Well, technically, yes. But my business lady is never around. If we order you an older model, no one will ever mind. Or will even mind. And she is way too busy to ever notice something like that. It would be pretty awesome. Every boy's dream, really. Wait, would this bot do sexy stuff? Haha, Grim, you're too much. She's a robot. She does everything you command. And because we've been friends ever since computer camp, your old pal Melvin is gonna hook you up! Lex, let's get into my business lady's employee profile. A bunch of zeros and ones. Bunch more zeros and ones. Bunch more zeros and ones. We're in! But I'm not seeing anything in stock. What's this? Lex, see if you can access this file. Zeros and ones, zeros and ones. Huh. What is it? Project DeLorean. Discontinued. Scheduled for disintegration. This is perfect. I suppose it's fine if they were getting rid of it anyway. Let's do it! I'll just tag her for automated delivery. And... done! I'll send you her product number, and you can register her to you online. Okay. Then I'll have Lex clear the cache, and it's like we were never here. Wow, thanks! You're such a good friend, Melvin! Hey, don't worry about it. Your character's always had my character's back every time we play D&D. I want to help my buddy out. But don't tell anyone in school about this. I want people to think I got a real date. Yeah, no problem. And now I've done my good deed for the day, why don't you and me go do something bad? Jumping junipers! That's the good stuff. Don't worry, Grim. Yours should be here tomorrow morning. Melvin, I can't thank you enough! I'd love to stay and chat, but appears I'm needed elsewhere. Live long and prosper, Grim. Yeah, you too. Video call ended. I can't believe it. Melvin actually got me a robot like that. Okay, let's try this login. Name registered. Welcome, Grim. Weird. No pictures? Missing data. No interface for Project DeLorean running basic Alexa interface. Seems to be working. Kinda. The new Amazon Alexa has been completely redesigned with our customers in mind. Complete the simple setup wizard on your PC and Alexa will assist you with every need. Cool. Data corruption. Will require extensive user calibration? At least it's not a refurbished one. Certainly better than nothing. And since the Serena Zimkowski told me she wouldn't date me if I was the last guy on Earth, god damn, he went all the way down to the Z. I'll take what I can get. He asked out every girl in alphabetical order. Knock, knock. I don't know what's creepier, the fact that he asked out every girl, the fact that he knew everybody's name from A to Z in
well,
the school.
On one hand, you'd say, yeah, the girl probably, I would understand why she didn't want to date him besides the nerdiness was, oh, I was last on the list
of
A
through
Z.
Yeah.
I'm sure it got her in. But I'm sure that's not the main reason.
Grim? I'm kind of busy. It's Emily? She is my live-at-home teacher. Making me her student. So, Emily is my teacher, and I'm her student. I'm sure that won't get awkward later. Okay, come in. Grim, are you alright? I heard you slam the door. Well, I'll be. Well, I'll be. Yeah, I was trying to get that
right.
It's
a live-at-home teacher, right?
Yeah, that's... I mean, why do you need the sex bot when you have the...
Well,
good
Lord. The sex bot puts that on command, and I'm sure...
Well, I don't know about that. Oh, that? It's because of the stupid girls at my school. Good Lord, look at her ass. None of them will go to prom with me. Oh, honey. I don't want you dating stupid girls. Did any of the smart ones want to go with you? No, I asked. They all think I'm a nerd. Well, if I was a girl at school, at your school, I'd be thrilled to go to the prom with
no
you.
No one's stopping you, won't
No one's
won't.
Stopping you, lady.
Get all up on it.
Good Lord, they'd fall over. Thanks, Emily. The damn jocks, they wouldn't know what to do. Thanks, Emily. I feel a little better. Don't forget your teacher is always here for you. Now get a good night's rest.
Well, take some something, damn it.
Just because tomorrow is your last day of classes, it doesn't mean you can slack off. I know. I love you, sweetie. Well, that's a bit much for a teacher, but it did
what,
say...
Did you have the option to choose
no,
who she was?
No, well, it, yeah, but it's her manual option was the teacher, though. So I wanted to go with the manual option.
Okay.
So that's a little hardcore for a teacher. Buddy, if you got a teacher like that saying, I love you, then...
Jump on it.
Good Excited. Lord. I love you too, Emily. Ah, Emily's the best. And I think I'm all set for when my Alexa bot arrives. Well, thanks, Melvin. I can be like, Alexa, help me get a date for the prom. It's gonna be sweet. I can't wait to see what she looks
it's
like.
It's like the nerdy version of Beavis and Butthead.
Oh, yeah.
Missing the point of the whole sex bot.
Oh, no. It's gonna be a girl robot, right? Probably should have made sure. Either way, I better get some sleep.
it's gonna be
built like Lizzo.
Gonna be old rapey prison robot. You my bitch now.
Yep, you said it. I was gonna say it. There you go. This is so embarrassing. I can't believe after all that I had to come to prom alone. You idiot! Could have left the teacher. The jocks have fallen over.
Or not even gone at all. Why would?
Yeah, I never fucking went. I'm such a loser. Why so glum, chum? Come on, Melvin, I'm not in the mood. If you want to dance with a girl, you can always take a spin with my date. She's so damn tall, you can't even see her face.
Yeah, we went long enough to get photos made and then went and watched Face Off.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, which was, I think it was out to rent at the time.
Yeah,
it had already been in theaters.
But that was when you would get a bunch of people together and watch a movie like that, which is great. We did just step out of the ladies' locker room for a bit, but I wiped her down real good after. I think I'd rather be alone. Okay, suit yourself. That kind of reminds you of the good old days when you rent like two movies, and you were really interested because you didn't know that much about them.
Yeah, well, you didn't have the world at your fingertips.
Yeah. Now it's like, okay, I've got 40,000 movies and I don't know which one I'm gonna watch.
No, I don't mind that at
all. I don't mind that at all. It's just, it was kind of cool when you didn't have that much and you were really anticipating.
I think a lot of it was social gatherings too.
Yeah.
You know, you could have many movies, but if you,
like,
talking about it, well, you know.
Melvin, I really don't want to do this. You need a prom photo, Grim. You're going to remember this night for the rest of your life. But I don't want to remember this. Yeah, I get it. Why would you want to immortalize showing up to prom in your underwear? Huh? What are you talking about? Ah! Oh, this can't be happening. Smile for the camera, Grim. No!
Dreaming.
Ah!
I knew it.
What the? Ew, I hope this is sweat. What a terrible nightmare. Prom is still 6 days away. By all accounts, I should be able to avoid being at prom in my underwear. My Alexa should arrive today. I can have it to remind me to wear pants. Grim! Well, damn, she's thick.
They're all thick. I ain't seen a skinny mini yet. I like them. Good lord, you got a fucking
horse mouth.
Face that can scare the life out of
you. Yeah? I'm back from university. She's my older school tutor, making me her little study buddy. I've missed my little study buddy so much. Dude, are you high?
I guarantee nerds don't get that many hot girls.
Oh my! I think you've grown since I left last semester. Geez, Sam, don't look, I'm not dressed yet. Oh no, I'm still in my nightmare. You worry too much, Grim. I'm just your tutor. Being away at school, I've seen a lot more in the dorms. You have? Now come here and give me a hug. Well, I think I will. It's so good to be back. I swear you were basically my height before I left.
Stab her in the stomach with your throbbing sword.
Oh no, the early bird.
Is that what he calls it?
Now my little study buddy is all tall. She won't notice, right? I missed you so much. Focus, get this down. I can't wait to catch up. I can't get a stiffy from my tutor.
Why not?
Uh-oh!
Well, thank goodness.
Fight it, fight it. Anyway. I'd better go and pack and say hi to teacher. Oh, really? Yeah. I guess Emily would want to say hi to her best student. But you just got here. I have a cool package being delivered today if you want to see. I think I've seen enough of your package for one day. Huh? Oh, gosh darn it. He certainly has grown. Sorry, Sam. Just after breakfast. All right, it's here. Why is this thing so huge?
Because it's a full grown.
Come on, Grim, you can do it. Ugh. Holy crap, this thing weighs a ton. Almost there. Finally. Now I just have to figure out how to get it open. Psst. Huh? Oh, wow.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow. Gee, I'm not really sure what to do next. I didn't see an instruction manual anywhere. I guess this is Alexa. It's like a command android, like a robot fighting android or something.
Yeah. Kill.
Yeah, for real. Temporal waypoint established. Cool, she must be voice activated. Now I just need her to start. Calibration stage, Alpha. Whoa! Alexa, online. Would you look at that? You got a lot of carbon scoring. Looks like you've seen some action. Grim! Ah! Yeah, Emily? I'm leaving now if you want to ride to school.
Shit, I want to ride.
Good Lord, I'll have a ride.
Have a rump in the hay. Or what is a rump in the hay?
I have a meeting this morning, but I'll be back before you get home. What is that? Nothing. I'm looking at a giant monolithic object in my student's bedroom. How is that nothing? Well... What are you guys doing? Uh-oh. Teacher, I thought you were giving me a ride to the mall.
Teacher.
The girls are waiting for me. I even wore fancy shoes. Yeah, I guess we better go. Wait, what the hell is that? It's for a school project. Oh, really? I thought you said it was nothing. Are you keeping secrets? Do you have a girl in there or something? I won't have you keeping weird science secrets in this house. She is teacher or is... come on, I just want to see it.
Alright, whip it out.
You know what? I think this is one of those Patreon things. But I think that's supposed to be his mother and that's supposed to be his sister.
No,
like in the original, game, that's what I figured.
Oh,
yeah,
Incest Mountain. Okay,
but because Patreon doesn't allow anything incest, even if it's like fictional crap,
there's a reason for that.
I understand, but it's supposed to be like real people. Like obviously, you don't want to have real people, but if it's some silly little fetish, I don't think it's a big deal. Really, I think it's funny. Because it's not taken seriously.
You never know until you got some
fine
waterheads popping out.
I know that, but I'm just saying, I don't have it. I mean, I don't have an issue with the fetish stuff. Because it's just fetish. It's not like it's...
Well, fetish is fetish.
Yeah, it's...
For most people.
Right.
There are those that take it a bit too far,
and I guess you gotta do it for them.
Which,
but
yeah, same people that we need gun control. But
yeah.
Only in the places where the criminals don't care about the laws and the citizens are unarmed.
Melvin ordered me a humanoid robot, and it's gonna be living with us now. Oh really? Can I please keep it in my room? Well, I suppose it's fine for you to keep your little robot in here. Can we see this new toy of yours? Yeah, might as well. Holy shit! Oh my goodness! She's so sexy! What do they have to make her breasts so large? It just looks ridiculous. Okay, I gotta close this. She's supposed to be charging up. And I think her breasts look just fine. Holy shit, did you get that robot so you could have sex with it? Oh my! No! I think I heard about these. Is that the new Amazon Alexa? They can fuck you 24/7 if you want them to.
Well, I didn't know that was an option. We'll see.
Oh my! Sam, please, this is purely scientific. Right, I'm sure it is. Well, really, Emily? I would never get something like this just for sex. It could just keep going, going, and going. Honestly, this is all in the name of academia. All night long. Can we please get going? I've only been in these shoes for 20 minutes and my feet are already killing me. Right, let's get going. So, last day of high school. My little student, I'm sure that's supposed to be my little boy, is all grown up. My little boy is all grown up. Emily, I've been 18 for months now. My whole class has been. Now, I don't want you to let all this prom stuff get to you. It's perfectly fine to go without a date. Your little friend group can go together. Actually, Melvin has a date. Really? I guess there's hope for us all. What about your other little buddy? You mean Steve? Yes, I'm sorry. No, Steve hasn't found a date. He might not even go to prom. Oh, that's too bad. He's a very nice boy. But don't worry, Emily. I have a feeling that things are going to turn around for me. Well then, let me give you your goodbye kiss now, so the girls at school don't think you're already taken. Oh, Emily. Oh, yep. Mwah! Yeah. There. Now let's go. You're going to be late. During the last day of class. Can't believe this is my last day of high school. This also seems like a place where we'll stop. Okay, so I like this one.
Yeah.
I think the story's really good. Like, I get it. It's literally his mother and sister there. And they were doing, like, I understand. Totally understand Llama Games. Like, man, I'm just trying to make sure Patreon, I gotcha. But we here at the Grim Dungeon or whatever we call it, Grim Dungeon of Rants, we understand that this is a fetish and it's not real. And we're not trying to tell people to go bang their sisters or their moms or their brothers and mothers, you know, all that, because you don't fucking do that.
Unless
you know what?
No.
Like, in our, real talk.
Yeah, real talk.
People that do shit like that, we talk about how fucked that is, fucked up that is on our show. Like, really fucked up people. I don't even like the whole student-teacher relationship. I think that's really fucked up.
What?
Yeah, that shit happens a lot. I'm talking about in games, it's a fantasy, it's a fun fantasy. But when it's a real deal thing, that's not cool. Basically, what we're trying to say is there's a difference between fantasy sex games and real things you can do that get yourself in a lot of trouble. And Patreon should really understand that. It's kind of crazy that, you know, they're kind of forcing this on the adult developers. Now I can understand you don't want to have certain hardcore fetishes, and definitely no animal kind of thing there, but, I don't know, a lot of people would say, well, if they do allow incest, then somebody will actually try to post something very realistic, and that's why they do it. And unfortunately, those people do exist. They did find that material on, OnlyFans. They did find that material on OnlyFans. Rather disgusting. It was a boy and his mother. It's very disgusting.
I thought you were talking about bestiality.
No, yeah, that too. Yes, they found several videos of women and dogs. They found
like
very, very, they found quite a few videos of that on OnlyFans. Yeah, it was a bad deal. They found some horrible shit. I did a whole show on that about how horrible the things that they found. They found missing people. We talked about that. They found so many missing people.
Missing people.
Mm-hmm.
Still alive?
Yep, still alive on the sex site.
Sex trafficking?
Yep, sex trafficking. Really bad. OnlyFans is absolute hive of scum and villainy. It is terrible.
Yeah.
So, all right, guys, I figured that I would give you this little disclaimer before we, you know, can go on. But at any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I'm out for Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We will see you next time, hopefully with more sex bot, because I kind of like it.
Yeah.